world that has access to the truth of God, but by and large does not respond to the truth of God.
那我们今天生活的世代呢，是有神的真理啊，就是我们可以得着神的真理，但是呢，我们这个世代却并不回应神的真理。
And very often, if you're like me, you ask the question, why doesn't everybody just reach out and enthusiastically say, yes, I want the Lord to be my savior?
你如果像我一样呢，就会问这个问题啊，为什么这个世代的人不很热情的或者很有兴趣的来思考神的话语啊，来去寻求神的真理。
In the New Testament, there are frequent references to the concept of making an excuse.
那在圣经里呢，常常会出现这个词啊，就是找无可推脱，找不到借口啊，或者有一个借口。
An excuse is something like a reason, but it is not a fully defensible reason.
所以借口的意思呢，就是你可以找到一个原因，但是这个原因呢，其实并不真的是原因啊，你只是找一个借口而已。
And so the Bible often presents to us excuses that people use for not responding to the truth of God right now.
那圣经呢也常常会告诉我们，哦，今天的人他会用个什么理由啊，或者什么借口来并不回应神的真理。
So as I prayed about what we might consider tonight, I thought, well, it probably would be of value if we just considered the very simple topic of what excuses do people use for not responding to the wonderful message of the gospel.
所以当我祷告的时候呢，我就想，我今晚就分享今天人会用什么样的理由借口呢，来推脱，去回应神的真理。
As we examine these scriptures, we will learn not only why others fail to respond, we may very well see some reasons or some excuses that we ourselves might use when we're supposed to respond and we don't.
那今晚呢，我们也会看见，这些理由呢，也许并不一定都是别人，很多时候是我们自己啊，也会用这些理由而不去寻求神的道，回应神的道。
So there's a sense in which then these passages are explanatory, but they are also warnings to us lest we should follow the same path of non-response.
那我们可以看见这些经文呢，它不但是一个解释啊，更是对我们的一个警告啊，让我们知道自己也是有这样的本性，不去回应神的道的。
So with that brief introduction, let us look at the book of Luke, chapter 14. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Luke, chapter 14.
那我们简单介绍之后呢，我们来翻开圣经，来到路加福音的14章。
And we're going to start reading in verse 16, Luke 14:16.
我们来看路加福音的14章的16节。
It reads, then said the Lord Jesus unto him who was asking him questions, he said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many to come and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready.
路加14章16节，耶稣对他说，有一个人摆设大筵席，请了许多客，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
That's a pretty simple invitation, and frankly, it's the kind of invitation that you and I usually like to get.
这是一个非常简单的邀请，这也是我们经常也喜欢这样从他人来的邀请，如此简单而直接。
I like to eat, You like to eat? Somebody invites us out for a big meal and we get to have a good food and friendship with people we like. It's a good thing.
所以你很喜欢吃，我也很喜欢吃，我们想要有东西吃，然后呢我们的朋友邀请我们去吃饭，我们不但能够得享美食，而且可以增进友谊，这是多么好的事呢。
But verse number 18 says, and they all with one consent began to make an excuse.
18节众人一口同音的推辞啊，这里原文呢就会有借口，用借口来推辞。
I'm awfully sorry, but I can't come to supper.
所以我很抱歉，但是我不能去参加这个晚宴。
And it's interesting in this story, it isn't just a few who said, I can't come to supper. It's a great many who said, I can't come to supper.
所以这里不单是一个两个，他是许多人都说啊，我不能去了，所以一口众人一口同音。
There were three reasons outlined by the Savior to explain the hearts of those people who said, sorry, I can't come.
所以这里呢有讲到三种的情形啊，三个借口原因说啊不能来。
And so verse 18 goes on, the first said unto the Lord Jesus, who is the one who's basically the story is all about, he said, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused.
18节往下呢，头一个说我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。
And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
19节又有一个说我买了5对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
20节又有一个说我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
Now the response of the Lord in this instance is very interesting.
所以这个里面的回从主人来的这个回答呢就也很有意思了。
Verse 21, so that servant came, showed his Lord these things, then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind.
21节那主人回来把这事都告诉了主，那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒对仆人说，快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的残废的瞎眼瘸腿的来。
And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have said, but yet there is still room.
仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。
And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel the people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
23节，主人对仆人说，你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的筵席。
Very strange in some respects why people would say, no, I don't want to come to his supper right now.
所以有一些很奇怪的理由，人们说，哎，我现在不愿意参加这个主人的筵席。
The teaching of the Bible is that if we're going to come to Jesus, we must turn from sin. And very often people say, no, I would rather enjoy sin a little longer than come.
所以圣经说呢，我们如果要转向神呢，就要转离罪。但很多时候人会说，我不，我要在罪里多待一会儿。
So the question then is, what do people use for reasons or for excuses for not coming?
那所以我们来看一看，人们会什么用什么样的理由来给自己不来找借口。
And so tonight I want to look at a half a dozen, 5 or 6 of those that we read about in the Bible, excuses that people use.
那今晚呢，我们会看一看，差不多有六个左右的理由。圣经我们常会看见人用来不去主的筵席会用的。
Not everyone who hears the wonderful message of the gospel responds by saying, "Yes, that's what I want. That's what I need. I'm going to come right now."
并不是每一个听见的人都会说，哦，这就是我想要的，所需要的，我现在就来。
So Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 is the first verse that we will use to consider these. The first one, Romans 1:20, and I'll just read it to you so that you can see it. We've talked about it probably before, but it's a profound verse, Romans chapter 1 and verse 20.
那我们先看罗马书的一章二十节啊，这是人们推脱的第一种情形。
Verse 19 says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest to all the people, for God has shown it unto them, for the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly understood, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse."
罗马书一章十九节，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So some people say, "I don't believe in God, because I don't have enough evidence. If I had more evidence, of course I would believe in God."
所以这里呢，人们用的第一个理由是，我不相信神，因为我没有足够的证据。如果有足够的证据，我就可以相信神。
That's what the people said at the time of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it?
这也是人们来面对耶稣被钉十字架的那一刻所说的话也是这样。
They said to him, "If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross and we'll believe you."
那些人对着耶稣说，你要是神呢，你就从十字架上下来，我们就相信你了。
But they said, "As long as you're on the cross, we couldn't believe you. That's not compelling evidence."
所以只要你不从十字架上下来呢，我们就不相信你，因为你给的证据不够。
But of course the fact is that he had given them evidence in his daily life. All the miracles that he performed, we read of countless miracles in the Bible. He performed them and they still did not believe.
事实上呢，耶稣给他们看见的神迹几乎每天都有，圣经记下的就是有许许多多的，所以当时代的人他们要的证据，耶稣活着的时候每天都显给他们看了。
So the question is there legitimate disbelief because of lack of evidence?
所以你的不信因着没有足够的证据，这样的理由足够吗？这样的理由是可以接受的吗？
There are a lot of things in the world today that we're invited to believe, but some of us say, you know, I'm not persuaded yet. I don't see clear evidence for believing that.
所以今天有人被邀请来听神的道，神的真理，然后他的回应是，我还觉得不够啊，我不能够足够相信，我的证据听到的还不够。
But the question, of course, is there sufficient evidence to believe that there is a God, that Jesus Christ is his son, that he rose again from the dead? Is there evidence for that?
那问题就是有没有足够的证据来告诉我们有一位神，耶稣是他的圣子，他为我们的罪死了，埋了，三天后又复活了，这样的证据多吗？够吗？
And the teaching of the Bible is yes, there is sufficient evidence, so that verse 20 of Romans 1, we are all without excuse.
所以圣经在罗马书一章二十节告诉我们，证据是足够的，以至于叫我们无可推诿，也就是无可推诿，没有理由的这个意思。
the evidence of the created world in which we exist. The stars, the flowers, the earth, the sun, and all that, that evidence is sufficient for us to acknowledge there must be a God.
所以神的创造啊，天地万有已经很清楚地告诉我们有一位创造主他是神。
The recorded evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ's life as given to us in the Bible and as confirmed to us by the facts of history and the blessings of the church, all of which prove that there is sufficient evidence to acknowledge Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以圣经里的福音书里记载的耶稣基督的事情啊，那所有这些话语已经成了足够的证据啊，就是耶稣曾经来过，他是神的圣子。
So people often say, well, when I stand before God, I'm going to say, you didn't prove it to me, you didn't give me enough evidence, but the Bible says people who say that will not have a valid excuse, they will be without excuse.
所以当人站在神面前说我没有足够的证据我不能相信，神就会让我们知道其实这是不可成立的理由，站不住的理由，因为我们的证据足够了。
So there may be many reasons why people will say I don't believe in God, but lack of evidence will not be a legitimate excuse because God has shown us his evidence.
你可以有很多其他理由，但至少没有足够证据这一点呢，是不成立的，站不住脚的。
Now if you go to chapter 2,of the book of Romans, you get another logic on the subject of excuse.
那我们来到罗马书第二章呢，我们就会看见另外的逻辑来给自己找理由不信的。
And chapter 2 says, therefore, thou art inexcusable. I've lost myself here.I'm trying to come back. Just give me a moment. I hit the wrong button and I don't know how to get back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very clear. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to talk reasonably and get back online at the same time. And I'm just not sure how to do that.
就他的电脑可能突然黑屏了所以他要等一等，我们稍微等一下。
All right, I'm coming as fast as I can. It won't take me long. Just let me get here. Here we are. Thank you very much. That was my fault, and I apologize.
他说谢谢大家他是他的问题跟大家道歉。
Chapter 2 verse 1 says to the reader, you are inexcusable. You don't have an excuse. Oh man, whosoever you are who judges, for wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself.
罗马书的二章第一节，你这论断人的，无论你是谁也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的自己所行却和别人一样。
Very often little children use an excuse like this.
很多时候小孩子喜欢用这样的一个借口。
They often will start to cry and they will say, Johnny punched me.
有的时候呢孩子就会哭说另外一个小孩子他叫 Johnny, 他打了我。
And mummy will say, well, Johnny, why did you punch him? And Johnny will say, because he punched me first.
然后呢妈妈就会问那个叫 Johnny 的小孩子，那你为什么要打这个小孩子呢？ Johnny 会说他先打我的。
Many people say the problem with God is there is too much evil in the world.
很多人会说神的问题就是神许可地上有太多的罪恶了。
Why doesn't God judge all the evil they say? All those bad things that people do to me, why doesn't God judge it?
人会说呢，为什么神不去审判那些恶人，那些对我做了恶事的人，为什么神不立刻使他们得着公义的审判呢？
And the answer is very simple. If God is going to judge evil, he will start with you. Have you ever sinned?
那答案也很简单，如果神现在就开始审判罪恶呢，他可能从你先开始，因为呢，你是不是也一样做了同样得罪人、得罪神的事呢？
Well, yeah, I guess they say, I've sinned. Well, God says, all right, if you've sinned, why would you not expect me to judge you if you want me to judge the other people?
所以那为什么不能先审判我，当我总是推动神去审判别人的时候，所以这就看见啊我们的这矛盾了。
Some people say, to have said to me in the past, they've said, you know, God is not very good. If he were a good God, he would never have allowed sin in this universe. God isn't good. He allowed sin.
还有一种借口呢，说，哎，神不是一个好神，因为他如果是的话呢，他就不能让这个地上啊许可有这么多的邪恶，这么多的罪。
My usual answer to them goes like this.
那我常常是这么回答这样的质疑的。
I say, do you have any children?
那我就问他，我说你有没有孩子呢？
They say yes.
他们会说有的。
I say, well, why would you have brought children into a world like this that's so bad? Why did you bring children into the world?
我说你为什么会把孩子带到一个这么糟糕的世界里来呢？
If you're going to blame God for bringing children into the world, but you brought children in yourself, then that's not going to hold water. You're inexcusable because you blame God for doing the same thing you do.
所以你责备神让他的孩子进到了邪恶的世界里，你其实也把你的孩子带到邪恶的世界里啊！所以你责备神的事你自己全在做。
You're inexcusable because you commit the same sins that you're complaining other people commit.
啊，所以你抱怨别人的事呢，其实自己在神面前也是无可推诿。
The apostle takes up this logic in chapter 2 verse 21.
那使徒保罗呢，在罗马书的二章二十一节呢，他继续他这逻辑。
He says, thou therefore, which teaches another, teaches thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, do you steal?
你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?
你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？
Thou that abhorrest idols, do you commit sacrilege?
你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？
Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, do you dishonor God?
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法玷辱神吗？
So the very frequent excuse is, I can't believe God because there's a lot of things that are wrong.
所以常常有的借口就是，哦，我不能去啊，是因为我不相信神，是因为地上很多的事情是错的。
And God says that's not a valid excuse because you do the same thing yourself.
那神说呢，你这不是一个好的借口，因为你自己也是当中之一啊，你也做。
Well, are there some other excuses that are often made? And the answer is yes, we read about them briefly in Luke chapter 14, so let's go back to Luke 14.
好，还有其他的一些借口，的确是，那我们回到路加福音的14章啊，来看其他的借口。
And we read in verses 16 and following, I want to look just first of all at Luke 14 verses 1 and 2, just for an aside on this theme.
那我们刚才读了路加14章的16节之后，我们现在回到呢路加14章第一和第二节来看一下背景。
Actually, we'll read those and other verses. We'll read all six verses long. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they, the Pharisees, watched him.
路加 14章1节，安息日耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke unto the lawyers and Pharisees saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?
在他面前有个患水骨的人，耶稣对律法师和法利赛人说，安息日治病可以不可以？
And verse 4 says, And they held their peace, they didn't answer the question.
他们却不言语，耶稣就治好那人，叫他走了。
All right, now, there's a problem relating to excuses. Many people make excuses for not doing what God wants to do, and when God asks them a question, they don't answer.
所以很多人不按照神的话去做，也找了借口，但是当神问他们的时候呢，他们却沉默，不回答。
May I remind you, not answering the question is not a valid excuse.
所以我要提醒大家呢，不言语、不回答不是一个好的借口。
Verse 4 goes on and says, And he took him and healed him that was had the dropsy and then let him go. And he answered them saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into the pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day?
所以第四节耶稣医好那人叫他走了。五节便对他们说，你们中间谁有驴或有牛在安息日掉在井里不立时拉他上来呢？
Verse 6 says they could not answer him again to these things.
第六节他们不能对答这话。
They would not answer, and in conclusion, they could not answer.
他们不愿意回答，他们实际在结论上他也答不上来。
Not dealing with the issue, not answering the question,is never a valid excuse.
所以不回应从来都不是一个好的借口。
When I went to university, when I went to school, they used to give us an exam.
我在大学的时候呢，他们常常会给我们考试哈。
I never found that I could pass the course by not answering the question.
那我从来都不可能说呢，我在考试上不答，最后还通过了。
The same is true in our relationship with God. We must answer the questions put to us.
所以在我们跟神的关系里，我们也是一样，我们总是要把神给我们的问题要有一个合适的回答。
But down to verse 16, we read about the group again who were invited to the big supper.
那我们回到14章的16节来看这一群人接到邀请的。
Verse 18 says, they all with one consent began to make excuse.
18节一开始说，众人一口同音的推辞。
The first one said, verse 16, he said, verse 18, he said, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused.
18节后半段头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。
Is that just a very specific excuse, or is that maybe an example of a very general excuse?
所以这是一个特别的理由呢，还是他只是泛泛的一个找了一个借口呢？
Why would a man buy a piece of ground?
那一个人买一块地是做什么？
Well, in many respects, I think it's probably a bit of an investment.
很多时候呢，当然就是做投资嘛。
A man probably says, you know, I've got a family, and I hope to be able to amass a bit of wealth. I can pass it on to my family when I die. I really need to do something to encourage my family. I've got to build my future, and therefore I'm going to buy an investment and make things better for me and for my family.
所以人会说，哦，我现在有家要养，然后呢，我想给家人孩子留一点资产，所以我要 买一块地啊，使他们以后的未来会好一些啊，所以这是我要投资。
And many people today say, I'd like to follow God. I'd like to believe in God. But you know, I've got to get a good job and I've got to earn money and I've got to look after things here. I'll maybe come to God later, but right now I'm not going to come to the supper because, I've got to build things for myself. Thank you.
所以这就是一个常见的理由了。就是人们常会说，我知道啊，这个宴席很好，但是呢，我现在有我自己的事要做，我要给我建立地上的家业啊，那我有工作要做啊，我有钱要去挣，我有事情要去做啊，所以我不能去。谢谢你。
And I told you before about speaking to my friend Sandy many years ago, and I said, Sandy, why don't you trust the Lord as your Savior now?
那我曾经跟大家分享过这个例子啊，我跟我一个叫 Sandy 的朋友很多年前说，我说 Sandy, 你为什么现在不就立刻接受基督成为救主呢？
And he said, well, I've got this new job, and I've got a new house, and I've got a small family, and frankly, I've got to build my future, and I don't have time for God right now.
所以他的理由就是，哦，我有这个新的工作，我有这个新的家和房子，那我要为我的未来去打拼啊，所以我现在没有时间。
The best of my knowledge, he didn't have time for God any other time either.
所以据我所知呢，他之后呢也一直没找到更合适的时间去信主。
All right, now, is there any example of that in scripture?
有没有圣经里这样的例子呢？
And some of you will remember the story of Ruth, the Moabitess.
你都会记得路德啊，也就是那摩押人啊，路德记里的路德。
And you remember that the law of God was that if you have a brother who, has a wife, who did not have children and your brother died, your job is to take her to be your wife and raise up a family for her.
那圣经在摩西五经里的要求里就是当你有兄弟他死了那你作为兄弟的责任呢是要娶那寡妇然后替他的兄弟呢养孩子养出他兄弟的家来。
You'll remember this scenario was presented to this man in the book of Ruth called the nearer kinsman.He was presented with this opportunity. He said, I'm interested in buying the land, but I don't want Ruth to be my wife because it will mar my inheritance. I've got a long range plan and obedience to God is not part of it. I'm going to use that as my excuse.
那我们知道路德记里呢，在波阿斯之前呢，有一个比波阿斯跟路德更近的亲属啊，叫至近的亲属。那这个人呢，他想买地，但是呢，他不想尽义务啊，来替路德及路德的过世的丈夫呢来养孩子啊，所以他找了很多理由所以他不愿意去尽这个责任啊，所以这个是他的理由，不按照神的话去做的理由。
And the Bible goes on to say that the great blessing of God that came to the other kinsman, Boaz, that great blessing was forfeited by this man who had every right to it. And he said, no, I'm not interested. I've got to build my future. What a terrible excuse.
所以波阿斯后来尽了他的义务啊，波阿斯是真正娶路德的那一位，但是前面那个人放弃了他的义务，放弃了他的权利所以这是非常可惜的，但是这他找到的却是说，我有很多其他的更重要的事所以我不能娶路德了。
Now the next story is the man who said, I've got five yoke of oxen. Let's read that. Verse 19, another said, I've bought five yoke of oxen and I must go and prove them.
那路加14章19节呢，另外一个人说，我买了五对牛要去试一试。
His excuse was very simple. I've got a lot of work to do. I can't take time to follow God today. I can't take time off to go to a big supper. I've got work to do. I just hired all these oxen to help me. I've got my work, and I'm not going to take time for God.
所以他的理由就是说，我有很多其他的事要做，我没有时间去参加神的筵席，去做神的工作。那我有这五对牛要去试，我有很多的工作要做。
That is a very common, but a very unacceptable excuse.
这是一个非常常见，但是却不是能够令人接受的理由。
There was a man like that in the Bible. His name was Esau.
那圣经里也有一个类似的人，他的名字叫以扫。
And Jacob came to him one day and said, Esau, I want your birthright. And Esau said, I don't care about the birthright. I've got my work to do. I've been working hard. Now I'm hungry. You can have the birthright. I don't need it. And he said, no, I won't come to God's banquet.
所以以扫呢，雅各问以扫要他的长子的名分。以扫说呢，哎呀，我现在很多事，我累，我想吃东西。长子名分有什么益处呢？给你吧。所以他就轻看了神的筵席啊，因为长子是从神来的。
Bad excuse. I've got a plan for my future. Bad excuse. I've got to work today. I don't have time for Jesus today. I got to do my homework.
那一个很糟糕的理由，在前面一个呢是我要预备未来，现在这个呢，我今天有很多的事情要做啊，这些都不是好的理由。
Bad excuse number three here is verse 20. And another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.
所以糟糕的理由第下一个呢二十节他说我才娶了妻所以不能去。
That also is a very common excuse.
那这个也是经常会看见的理由借口。
When I was younger, as a boy, I used to hear this argument, and I would say to myself, that doesn't make any sense. Why didn't he just say, I'll bring my wife with me?
那我在年轻的时候也会听见这段经文哈，我当时就想，这个理由怎么成立的？他可以把他妻子一起带去就好了嘛。
When I got a little older, I figured the reason was that his wife wouldn't come with him.
那我年纪大了以后呢，我才意识到，也许他太太干脆不愿意跟他去。
How many people are like Adam, who got into trouble because their wife did what was wrong?
那我们有多少的家庭也是这样啊？就像亚当一样啊，那他的妻子也一样被逆神啊，就是两个人都不愿意。
We're told the story in the New Testament about a king whose name was Herod.
那圣经里有个故事啊，是关于一个王，他的名字叫希律。
He became very sympathetic to the teaching of the Bible and the teaching of John the Baptist.
那他开始对施洗约翰和他所传的道呢开始感兴趣。
He went often to hear John the Baptist to speak to him, I think he was almost persuaded to turn and believe in God.
我相信呢，他一直听了以后，他几乎就要悔改，要转向神了。
But his wife hated John the Baptist because he spoke about her bad morals, and so she arranged to have him killed.
但是呢，希律王的妻子呢，却非常恨。施洗约翰，因为施洗约翰指出他道德的败坏，所以呢，这个妻子呢，希罗底呢，就想了个办法，把施洗约翰给杀了。
And Herod, willing to please his wife, refused to go to the banquet.
所以希律王选择就是取悦他的妻子，拒绝神的邀请。
All right. Later in the chapter, we read these verses, verse 25.
然后到25节我们看见同样一章。
And there went a great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
25 节有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
How many people said no to God? I won't come to your banquet. I'm not prepared to trust Jesus as my Savior. I'm not going to go to church because my wife, my brother, my sister, my mother, my friend, they say no and I will go along with them. I'm not prepared to stand alone for God.
对多少的人啊来到神面前说我不能跟你去啊我不能相信耶稣啊因为我的妻子我的父母我的兄弟姐妹啊他们都不愿意啊我的朋友他们都不愿意我这么做啊所以我不能自己去啊我不能单独去所以我不能跟你去。
Some of you will remember the story in the Bible about a man called Nabal and a wife called Abigail.
那我们知道圣经里有一个很著名的故事啊那是大卫的年间呢有一个鱼丸人他叫拿巴他的妻子呢叫亚比该。
And the man, Nabal, very foolishly said no to the opportunities presented to him by God.
那拿巴呢非常愚蠢的拒绝了神放在他面前的机会。
But his wife had enough sense to say, my husband is a fool. He never should have done that. But I'm not going to be the same fool he was. And so she went to the banquet and Nabal didn't. And God brought great blessing on her and great judgment on Nabal.
但是亚比该却比拿巴聪明得多因为他没有因为拿巴的拒绝自己也做一样的选择。相反呢他却按照神的话去行了因此而得着的祝福是极大的神就给了他很大祝福却给了拿巴审判。
Those are five or six bad excuses. Don't use them and confront others who try to use them and say, God will not accept those excuses. They're just bad excuses.
所以这是五六个非常糟糕的借口啊那我们自己不要用当别人用我们也告诉别人不要用这些理由来拒绝神。
Remember how the Lord Jesus ends this story in Luke chapter 14.
那我们看看主是怎么把这个故事在14章路加14章结尾的呢
?Verse 25 reads, For I say to you, none of those which were bidden to my supper will taste of it. None of those who came up with the excuse,ever got to have that supper.
24节说呢我告诉你们先前所请的人没有一个得偿我的筵席所以找理由的一个最后都没有得着救恩呢。
People today could be persuaded to use the excuse. And God says, don't ever do that. You may never get another chance to be invited to that supper.
那今天呢人会有特别强的冲动啊引诱啊去找各种的借口啊不去到主那去。但是千万不要这么做因为我们很可能没有第二次的机会。
Alright, well, the invitation is come to the supper. And God says, come, come, come. The Lord Jesus wants us to come to him. Don't say no. And don't encourage others to say no later. Say yes.Come now. That's the only path of wisdom. No excuse will work.
所以主的邀请是来到我的筵席来所以不要拒绝更不要跟从他人拒绝也告诉他人不要拒绝所以我们去接受神的邀请就是蒙福的。
Well, thank you for your patience. Our time is gone. Let's pray and then Long will speak to you.
谢谢大家那我们时间的原因呢先停在这儿然后再继续。
Lord, we thank you for the clarity and the severity of these warnings, Lord. They're powerful.
主啊我们要谢谢您为 这些警告的澄清啊，它的清楚以及它的强大啊，求您使我们能够注意这些警告。
May we each be humble enough to heed the warning and wise enough to warn others that these warnings are for them as well.
求您使我们有足够的谦卑来接受这些警告也能够愿意告诉他人这些警告，让他们也不愿意，也不要这么做。
So we thank you for inviting us to your banquet even today. And we pray that each of us will say, yes, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my savior and to give me your bounty in this banquet.
主啊，谢谢您今天这邀请依然有效。您依然在邀请每一个人去参加您的筵席。谢谢您给我们这样的邀请，让我们有机会得享那丰盛的祝福。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
好，我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.